Hi everyone, welcome back to another episode of Functionally Autoimmune. As usual, we have a fantastic guest on the show today that I know you're going to be so excited about. With me today is Josie Warren. She is an expert in psychology of illness and Hashimoto's, and she's the creator of the Hashimoto's Fix, on top of so many other extra amazing things that I'm going to let her explain a little bit more about and talk about over the course of the show. But thank you so much, Josie, for being here with us today. And can you tell us a little bit more about yourself and kind of how you got into the work of Hashimoto's and illness in the first place?
Of course. Yeah. Thank you so much, Brandy, for having me. Functionally Autoimmune audience. So glad to be here. I am an autoimmune expert, particularly the psychology of illness. One of my specialties is Hashimoto's. And I found myself in this work because I, like many out there, was an autoimmune person. My first autoimmune disease was rheumatoid arthritis in high school. And as I progressed into college, graduate school, and beyond, by my late 20s, I had 8 autoimmune diseases. And they were, things like MS, lupus, some rare autoimmune diseases, eczema, and just to name a few. And so I set on a quest to try to heal, like many of us, and went down Western route, did the functional, more alternative pathway. So a lot of food diets, allergy testing, cleanses. I even tried things like Reiki. I saw my own therapist. I was a licensed therapist too at the time, and unfortunately, I kept getting worse. So I had my physical health breaking down. I also was struggling emotionally with anxiety, depression, ADD, alcoholism, and eating disorder. So I was just like a real big mess, trying to figure myself out. What was it? What was the real root cause? Trying all the looking at my leaky gut, looking at foods, and I kept getting worse. And so I knew that there had to be something that was out there. There was a missing piece that the autoimmune world had not come across yet. And I just knew that there was something out there. Thankfully, I came to a center here in Denver, Colorado, where I live, called a New Life Center. A practitioner guided me here and said, hey, they help people, medical mystery people like you. And because my health had gotten so bad, I wasn't working at the time. I said, why not? I came, joined a clinical study they were having. And it was the first time that anyone had ever bridged the connection between my emotional state and my physical health. And I had my mentor, who founded a New Life Center, David Cope, asked me point blank when he looked at all my conditions. He asked me, why are you doing this to yourself? And I was so floored, because no one had ever asked me that before. It was always, what's your, your family history? What foods are you eating? What toxins may have you been exposed to? No one ever asked me about me. And behind the curtain, I knew that there was some connection, a true connection between my emotional state and my physical illnesses. And when I came here, which is where I work now, they bridged that connection. And when I realized it was me, and how I was not emotionally handling my life that was causing the dysregulation of my immune system, then I knew I could be the solution. I learned how to emotionally handle my life. Thus, my body healed and self-repaired. I'm 9 years completely resolved of all of my autoimmune diseases and illnesses. I'm not in remission. I don't have them in my body anymore. My immune system is back to normal. Don't have any of my emotional disorders either. And I take other people down the path of what I call beyond remission, which is true healing, actually resolving the condition at its true source, which I know and like to teach is the emotional state. So that's what I love to talk about, is the psychology of illnesses. To move, we get a lot of talk about food and nutrition, but I love to talk about, well, what's actually going on beyond the symptom management? What is it about us as people that develop conditions like autoimmune disease, chronic illness, and what can we change internally, emotionally, that will actually be the key to our healing?
Yeah, that's so amazing. And it's really, I know there's a lot of people listening that can relate to your story to where the autoimmune conditions just continued to pile up. You know, they
Yeah,
tried so many things and it
bad.
was like, instead of getting better, I'm getting worse and worse. And so I
Right.
know there's so many people, and you know, I myself had Hashimoto's. I'm cured from it now as well, but like, you know, there's so many people out there that can relate to that. And so I love that you you don't go down the normal path of like, let's try all of these things, let's put you on a million medications, the typical things most people see, and focus on that mindset, mental side of it, because there is so many pieces to that. And even, you definitely tell us more because you're the expert in this, but I feel like too, my own journey, I feel like there was like an emotional side of it before the autoimmune condition hit, but then that brings its own like emotional stress because now you're sick. And so there's so much that plays into that. So I love that you focus on the psychology of that. So tell us a little bit more about like how does that play into illness? What are things people should look for to realize if that's something that's happening to them and where to go from there?
Great, great questions. Thank you, Brandy. A really good lead in. Because what I want people to know is, like, if you're out there, you have a chronic illness, or you have an autoimmune disease, that it's really common to think that we're unique and like, well, my reason why I developed my autoimmune disease is different than your reason or your reason. But what I want us to know is actually, at a very core level, we're all humans. We all have the same human body. We all have the same human body. And what I have learned definitively is if we have an autoimmune disease, what that actually, if we go back in time, what that actually means is that we are people who are born into the world way before we developed autoimmune. We're people born into the world not well wired to handle the emotional stressors of life. We don't do life well. And unfortunately, and it's not our parents' fault and it's not our upbringing. It's just how we're wired. We're much more sensitive people, I find, whether we're men, whether we're women, older or younger. And so what happens is that we have gone through the challenges of life like everyone has. We've experienced, siblings maybe being born, moving, parents fighting, emotional, breakups, having kids, going off to college, leaving home, buying homes, maybe getting divorced, for instance. And as life has happened, we have not known how to handle the emotional challenges of life. So we have actually suppressed our emotional experiences into our physical body. And that's really important. That's true for all of us. So we've gone through life suppressing our emotional experience. And over time, it grows and builds until our body can't take any more suppressed emotions. And we reach a tipping point. And we all had one big life event that was one too many to suppress. So for me, that was graduating college and going out into the real world. And after a lifetime of suppressed emotional stress, my body couldn't handle anymore. And our bodies tip and they move into a nervous system called the sympathetic nervous system, which is where our fight or flight mechanism is located. And so this is the pathway for all to develop that we all develop autoimmune from. And so what happens is we get in that sympathetic after all a lifetime of suppressed stress. And then from there, our fight or flight mechanism gets locked in the on position. And that's really important because fight or flight is not a smart response. It thinks that our stressed emotional state me is meaning that we are under a threat. It doesn't read the difference between a physical threat and emotional threat. So we get locked on. Stuck in the sympathetic, our body goes into a state of dysregulation. That's why your immune system, when overactive, starts attacking different glands. Like, so for Hashimoto's, it's attacking our thyroid, our digestive system becomes dysregulated, cortisol does too. And so that's the problem right now is that everyone with an autoimmune disease, you're stuck right now in the sympathetic nervous system. And we can't heal, your immune system can't go back to normal from that place. So what happens when we venture into the what's out there right now for autoimmune, like foods and supplements and cleanses and things, that's helpful in supporting a body that's in that state, that's in that fight or flight state, but it can never get us out of that state and thus resolve the autoimmune disease because the immune disease is not coming from our foods. It's not coming from our leaky gut. It's actually coming from our emotional state, which is causing you to be stuck in fight or flight. So when we work on our emotional state and work on how to emotionally handle our life, our bodies realize that we're no longer under a threat. It turns off, moves to the parasympathetic, which is where we were born into, and it gets a homeostasis, it regains homeostasis. The immune system, which is the actual problem with an autoimmune disease, not the organ, the problem's the immune system. The immune system will stop attacking the organ, go back to normal functioning, and thus instead of remission, which remission means we are still in fight or flight, but our symptoms are temporarily relieved. Instead of remission, we actually heal from the autoimmune disease and the immune system goes back to normal functioning and we go back out into life, normal, healthy people. And so that to me is what I really want people out there to know with autoimmune, because I was so trapped in the ideology that that autoimmune diseases, chronic illnesses were lifelong, that management is the best we can do, that remission even is the best we can do. And that's the only camp that we've lived in because it's the only one that we've known. So very passionate about sharing that there's another camp, there's another pathway that our bodies actually can fully heal. And it doesn't involve the need for any foods, supplementation, cleanses, medications, or anything of that nature. That when we heal our emotional state, our physical body heals, right? So if I have an autoimmune disease, my physical body is showing me what's really going on with my emotional health. So again, they're intricately related. When I resolve my emotional state, my physical body heals.
Yeah, that's amazing. And it's such a good point because so many people like to talk about the stresses that they have. You know, when I meet with clients or talk to them, it's always like, you know, there's always a list of stress because we all live in a very stressful world. I mean, that's just society today is stressful.
Life.
And what's interesting too is almost everyone, if we listen to their story, there is a period of time, an event, something that was their trigger point. And it typically is a very stressful event, like the birth of a child, ending, you know, graduating from college, moving across the country. It usually is something that's very stressful that kind of triggers that to where they're like, I didn't start feeling sick or having these symptoms until after this point. And a lot of times it's hard for people to notice that connection. Like, you know, they know it's there. They're like, oh, I had a baby. And then a couple months later, I started feeling sick, but they don't connect the two. And so it's really good to know that like these stressors are building into your body and affecting your immune system in that way. So what things can people do? Like, how can people start recognizing that their stress, their mental state, their mindset, those types of things are leading them into this? And what types of things can they start doing right away to kind of start getting out of that?
Great question. I know for me, it was, I had to almost deprogram myself, was kind of step one, because I was so programmed into the ideology that my physical health was a result of, you know, my genetics, the foods. You know, we could become fearful. I know I did, of like the foods I was eating, the toxins in the environment, that there is no source of our autoimmune diseases and chronic illnesses other than us in our emotional state. And I think that's the step one, because that is a piece, I call it humble pie, that I have to really look at myself and be honest with myself. And when we do that, we all know, regardless of what we look like and what how put together our life looks, underneath the skin, we are all struggling emotionally. That especially as women, we're living an experience where we are constantly beating ourselves up, criticizing ourselves, telling ourselves, picking ourselves apart, that we're not good enough, what's wrong with us, over and over and over again. And we've been doing that our whole lives. And that's actually the source and the fuel for maintaining our autoimmune diseases. So we have to be open to realizing that what we've been doing up until now has been managing our symptoms. Medication, food, supplements, cleanses, that's managing symptoms. We can never heal managing a symptom. And that when a body is healthy, when it's actually inherently healthy, we don't have a need for specialized food diets. The body doesn't need special supplements. It doesn't need all of these extras. I couldn't wrap my head around that because I was so used to that lifestyle, that actually me needing that was a sign that my body was unhealthy. So kind of a litmus test for us, if you're out there and you're like, well, no, like, I'm healthy, I do all these things, I'm managing my autoimmune. Take what you're doing away. Why, if you were to stop doing the diets and stop the supplements, what would happen? Right? If your symptoms start coming back, you know, if your autoimmune disease or get oftentimes gets worse, then we know, oh, my body was never healthy. I was never actually healed. And so it's having to see that And I had to accept that because I had spent so much money and so many years doing alternative and Western medicine. It was like mind blowing. But when we can just look at ourselves with honesty, evaluate our emotional state and say, okay, I know that this is that I know that this my internal experience, my stress and my unhealthy emotional state is the driving source, then we can start to begin to want to heal. But there's a pre-step too. Once we decide that, we have to make a choice. And this is something I really want to share with the audience because no one talks about this, is that we have to realize that we have to talk about the elephant in the room with autoimmune disease, that because we are inherently people who don't do life well. And, you know, we can say we're people who are naturally more scared of life, but we all know what the benefits of an autoimmune disease. It's like, and we get an autoimmune disease and we all realize after not too long, oh my gosh, I have the perfect excuse. This autoimmune disease is the perfect thing. I can pull out any time, you know, get a flare up, don't have to go to a family event. I can be late for work. I don't have to go out into life. I don't have to start, you know, put into my relationships. I can sit on the couch when I want to. I can take a break. And so it becomes a comfort blanket for us. And most of us don't want to let that go. I know I didn't. So while on the outside, I was making it look like I was doing all the things. I was doing, you know, my low FODMAP diet. I was gluten free. I was drinking my bone broth. I was taking all my supplements. You know, I was seeing my practitioners. Behind the scenes, I didn't really want to let go of my autoimmune because it was my safety. It was my excuse. It was my buffer. And it was a huge s source of self-identity and purpose for me. I was an autoimmune person. So that's true for all of us. I've never met anyone that I've worked with. When I talk about the elephant in the room, they all have a look on their face like, oh, you know, too? I'm like, yeah, we all thought it was our own secret. And I'm here to say, no, it's not. We all know what we're doing, just no one talks about it. So we have to acknowledge that. We have to acknowledge the elephant in the room and then make the choice to say, okay, I am done living like this because it is a subpar way of life with an autoimmune disease. And I'm ready to step out and get back out into life and let go of the blanket and the comfort and the excuse that my autoimmune disease has provided me. I'm ready to let that go. And I want to get back out into life again to live life as a healthy person. Because if we want if the autoimmune disease is serving us, that's why we stay sick. We can't heal from that place. And so that's like the pre-steps of wanting to get healthy. I mean, from there, all we have to do is really start realizing that there's a different way of living our life that we've never been taught. That, and it really goes into a psychological model. It's called locus of control. When locus of control means, you know, place or location of control in my life. And as an autoimmune disease person or chronic illness person, we've lived our whole life unknowingly with an external locus of control, meaning we have felt that life has happened to us, that our life has been determined by the things, the people, the past experiences, potential trauma. And then that's why I am the way I am. That's why my health is the way that it is. And we've been very disempowered, actually completely disempowered in our life, in our health. And we haven't been able to change. And we've lived our life as victims unknowingly to life. So we have to know that there's another way, which is an internal locus of control, which is like my control being within me. And really, the big awareness for autoimmune people is that shift of realizing, oh, my life isn't because of things and people. My life and my health is due to myself and the choices and decisions I've made in my life. It's not because of what's happened to me. My health and my life are because of my choices and decisions. And with autoimmune, when we're honest, we go back in time and into the present. We know what we've done and what we're doing that's not healthy. We know the choices and decisions we're making that don't make us feel good about ourselves. I mean, they're even like the small ones, you know, like not making our bed, pushing ourselves way too hard at work, burning the candle at both ends, trying to be super mom, you know, saying yes to everybody and totally wearing ourselves out, you know, binging on Netflix, you know, when we know staying up way too late, you know, you name it. We've created lifestyles like that, and that's why we feel so bad and stressed and unable to do life. So we have to take the reins back of our life, develop an internal locus, and realize my health is because of me, and be empowered to be in our driver's seat and create a new healthy set of behaviors and ways of being in life that support emotionally support us. And that and when we do that, we learn how to kind of do life. Your fight or flight turns off because it realizes you're not under emotional stress anymore. Finally moves into the parasympathetic, stays there, body heals and self repairs, immune system goes back to normal functioning, and again, resolves your autoimmune disease permanently. So our emotional health is the key, is the creation, it was the creation of our autoimmune diseases, our emotional health, and taking back our control and power and knowing that we determine our life and health. That's the key to resolving. Yeah. And
I love that. And I love the thought of, and this is going to be hard for some people to hear, and I 100% appreciate that. But, it's really important to hear that we are in control of our own health. Like, I think that is
yes.
such a huge empowering thing. And it can be difficult to say, well, I've been sick for so many years. How can it be my fault? But the reality is, we are in control of our own health. And so I know for me, like when I realized that, because a lot of my autoimmune stuff happened when because I'm in healthcare. So when I worked for 3 years in a night shift position, I wasn't sleeping, I wasn't eating well, I was up all night. I literally, when I tell people I almost died in those 3 years, like I'm not even kidding, like it was terrible. But the reality is, and it took time for me to realize that I made that choice. I decided to do that. I decided my sleep schedule. I decided what I was eating during that time. Every one of those choices were mine. Did I feel like at the time that I had like other options? Maybe I did, maybe I didn't. But at the end of the day, they're all mine. And I think it's a hard pill to swallow sometimes,
It
but it is
is.
important because it does, after you realize that, it really does empower you to then take the steps that you need to take to be like, oh, I'm in charge. I was in charge this whole time. And so, do you find that it's more difficult for some people to kind of hear and accept that, or do you feel like it's more of like a freeing thing when once it's accepted, where it's like, oh my gosh, I'm in charge of this whole time?
Yeah, really great question, Brandy. I know, I think from my experience at least, like I wasn't ready to know that for a long time. I was very much attached to my story that these conditions happened to me, that there was just something broken or wrong about me, or I got the bad, like the wrong set of cards. And I was really attached to the attention and kind of the like the drama and the big question mark that I made my autoimmune diseases. And I would have been so upset if someone would have even hinted that there was something that I was doing that had possibly created and or was facilitating these autoimmune diseases. I would have been like livid. So there, of course, I have to respect that's okay, that there is a percentage of our population that what that means, and I know this is true for me at that time, my autoimmune diseases were still serving me. They were at a place I did not want to move forward in my life. I was at a crossroads. I didn't want to go work again. I didn't want to do what was next and kind of create a life for myself. And that you interview people, that's where we're at when we have an autoimmune disease. We're kind of at that place where we want to make a change. We don't know what it is. The autoimmune disease allows us to not have to, and we can kind of stay in that bubble of it. And so yes, it's very rattling because I think too, underneath the surface, if people get angry or upset at that idea, that's how we that person can know that there's truth there. That's how we know that there is truth, because we deep down we all know that there's something, there's a me in our autoimmune diseases. Now, I'm not saying you create, you consciously created your autoimmune disease, but what we're saying is we can really look at ourselves with an X-ray and be honest. Yes, we've had unhealthy emotional state. Yes, we've been burning the candle at both ends and have spent a lifetime suppressing our experience and beating ourselves up. Hello, of course, our body's going to go into a state of dysregulation. So it was us, and realizing that we can be the source, but we have to know that if when it's serving us, when the autoimmune disease is serving us, we're going to be very hesitant to want to let it go. We're going to be very, especially as women, because we like to be taken care of. I mean, I had this whole plan. I thought my family, I was in my 20s and I thought I was going to move back in with my mom and she was going to take care of me for the rest of my life. Like I had, I didn't have to work. I had people give me money. My family paid for my medical bills. Like it's a lifestyle. So we have to be open to giving up this perceived specialness, attention, and the lifestyle that autoimmune and chronic illness creates for us and be open to having a life again. But, if we don't know that there's a there's if I didn't know that there what it was me that was unintentionally creating this autoimmune disease, then I could have never healed. So I say this message with so much love and so much empowerment and hope, especially for the women out there, because when we realize it is us and the root cause is actually our emotional state, that's the true root cause, then we can heal. And it ha and I know it works because not only have I resolved my autoimmune, but everyone I've worked with has resolved their autoimmune disease by looking and resolving their emotional state. So, young, old, back different backgrounds, different ethnicities, it doesn't matter because we all have a human body. And I know that if everyone can come through a similar program, the same program, working on our emotional state and all resolve all of their autoimmune diseases and chronic illnesses with one thing, the emotional state. Well, then I know that's what it is. We know that's what it is. It's not, it isn't a specialized process for everybody. It's a one thing for any autoimmune disease because the immune dysfunction is coming from our unhealthy emotional state, period. And if that wasn't the case, I might have 10% of people getting better or 15. When I have 100% of people getting better, and myself was one of those, we've been doing this for 20 years, like it is the emotional state. And when we know that, we can just let that sink in and be open to that, then we can actually resolve it.
Yeah, that's amazing. And it's amazing that you're seeing that much success with it too. And like you said, that really is kind of the proof in the pudding is like, you're seeing so many people who are coming at a state like you were with multiple autoimmune conditions who
So
are really
many.
at their wits' end. And here they are going through the process and leaving cured and healthy and happy for
Yeah,
probably the
happy.
first time in a really long time.
Whole
And so
life.
really amazing. But I wanted to make sure because I know people listening are thinking, like, okay, this sounds really great. I want to get healthy. Like, what do I do? So, before we run out of time, I want to make sure that people know how to find you. They know how to work with you. They know how to get in touch with you. They know how to reach out if they want to take this process and start healing themselves. So, how can people find you? How can they work with you? What things can people do?
Great. Yep. I reach out to me. I tell people, whether you want to work with me, whether you have a question, whether you want to, you have something you want to say. I know that what I share is out of the box, and I do appreciate that. And I do want people to know there's a pathway to actually resolve. And so reach out to me. My email, it'll be in the show notes, but it's josie@thehashimotosfix.com. And my website is thehashimotosfix.com. Now, while it's the Hashimoto's Fix, my program is actually the autoimmune healing program. I also have the chronic illness healing program, and it's a 13-week online educational program that teaches you how to actually resolve the true root cause of your conditions, which is our emotional state, so that your body will move to the parasympathetic, get out of fight or flight, naturally heals and self repairs without the need for medications, no supplements, no diets, just you. I have two options for that program, one people working with me, one taking themselves through it. But our program is successful. Like I said, everyone I've worked with has permanently resolved all of their chronic health autoimmune conditions. I'm just here to offer a new pathway to say, hey, we don't have to manage these. These are not lifelong. I know that from my own experience and that of others. And I want to empower people to wake up to the true healing potential and capacity that we actually have as humans that we've never known.
Yeah, that's amazing. And my other question was going to be, do you work with people outside of Colorado, which obviously you do if you have an online program and things like that. So that's fantastic. So anybody out there listening, you are able to reach Josie and work with her if that's something that you're interested in. Or like she said, even ask a question. Like
Just
if
ask a
you're,
question.
yeah, like if you're just curious, like, hey, this sounds amazing. I have some questions. Like, please reach out and ask those questions because you never know what one step is going to change your life. And I think that's, like we said, it's all about us, so we have to take that control and find out what will work for us. So please reach out to Josie and see if this path will work for you, if you can work together, if you're interested in that.
Yeah,
And
reach
again,
out.
Yeah. And again, thank you, Josie, so much for
Thank
being on the
you.
show, for sharing
Thanks,
this. It
Brandy.
is a completely different thing than what we typically hear. And I think that's fantastic because we are our own best advocates and our own best way and help to kind of get ourselves healthy. But we have to take that step. No one can force us to do it or do it for us. And so I appreciate so much what you're doing out there. And thank you so much for being on the show.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks so much. I appreciate being here.
Yeah, thanks everyone, and we will catch you on the next episode.
Welcome to the show, and thank you so much for listening. This episode is brought to you by Athletic Greens, with 75 absorbable vitamins and minerals in just one scoop per day. I've increased my energy, immune function, and so much more. AG is a non-negotiable part of my daily routine. For your own risk-free AG plus 20% off and free vitamin D3 K2 supplement, go to www.athleticgreens.com/functionallyautoimmune or look in the notes of this podcast and you can find the link there. Trust me, you want to add Athletic Greens to your day. It makes such a huge difference.